On stage right now, we have Jolynn Wilkos and Emma Schwartz. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm going to let you in on a secret. We put both of you in this particular game because you're both big cooks. You guys are into food, but do you consider yourself foodies? Emma?
Embarrassingly, yes. That term is just, it's a little played out.
It's a little played out? We've gotten to that point in society where food, yeah? What's the new one?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Hungry.
Hungry, just really ravenous.
I don't think I'm a foodie because I will never put a tangerine infusion where I could put bacon. Bacon will always win. So I think I'm a gourmand rather than a foodie.
Bacon Will Always Win was the name of my first one-person show. So I'm with you. Our next game is called Foodie Can't Fail. Let's face it, we're all foodies now. Gone are the days when an avocado was considered exotic. For this next game, we're going to quiz your food knowledge. We're going to list various varieties of one type of food and ask you to name it. For example, if the clue was Honeycrisp, Gala, and Macintosh, you would say apples. Those would be types of apples. Let's do it. Yellowfin, fingerling, russet Burbank. Jolynn.
Potato.
Potato is correct.
Here's your bonus potato-related question. When Mr. Potato Head became a spokesbud for the American Cancer Society in 1987, he got rid of which of his add-on toy parts? Jolynn?
His cigar? His cigarette? His cigarillo? His cigarette holder?
These are all good guesses. I have to go to the judge on this.
I think we don't have an answer.
No, I don't think so. It was his pipe. We're looking for pipe.
Koshi Hikari Mochi Arborio. Emma.
Rice.
Rice!
The smartest rice in the world is Condoleezza Rice. Just read what's in front of me. I don't know. So can you spell Condoleezza? Jolynn?
Condoleezza. C-O-N-D-O-L-E-E-Z-A. Condoleezza.
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
No points for form?
Emma?
C-O-N-D-A-L-E-E-Z-A.
No, that is not right either. It's harder than you would think.
I remember that it's hard, but I don't know what it is.
There are two Z's in Condoleezza.
Her mother.
Audience is disgusted.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think so. That's what the audience is saying.
Can you spell the whole thing, Jonathan?
Right. So it is spelled C-O-N-D-O-L-E-E-Z-Z-A.
Naked Roy's Beach. Blue Point. Wellfleet. Emma.
Oysters.
That is correct.
Jonathan Swift famously wrote, "He was a bold man that first ate an oyster." He also gave dining advice in his satirical essay, A Modest Proposal, in which he suggested that rich people eat what? Emma?
Money.
That is another fantastic answer.
Yeah, I like that. It's a good idea.
It is incorrect, however. Jolynn?
I got nothing.
Okay, audience? Babies, that's right, babies.
Kishka, Andouille, Braunschweiger. Jolynn.
Sausage.
Correct.
In English, wiener means a politician who resigned due to a sexting scandal. But in German, wiener means a person or thing from what city? Emma?
Berlin?
No, I'm sorry. Jolynn?
It's all I got, yeah.
Yeah, that is not a German city. Wiener. What if I say Wiener? What if I just keep saying Wiener over and over again?
It's getting weirder.
Yeah, I know. I'll throw it out to the audience.
Vienna.
Vienna is right.
Yeah.
Wahoo. Mullet. Crappie. Emma.
Fish.
Fish is correct.
According to Benjamin Franklin, aside from fish, what also begins to smell after 3 days? Emma, I cannot wait to hear your answer.
Colonial America.
That's correct, but not the answer we're looking for. Jolynn?
House guests.
That's right, house guests.
Sprints, double Gloucester, Cambozola. Jolynn.
Cheese,
correct.
In the U.S., it is a custom to say cheese when your photo's being taken. In Korea, it is customary to say what fermented vegetable dish? Emma.
Kimchi,
that's right. Art, where are we with this game here?
We are actually at a tie.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness. Do you have a tiebreaker question for us?
I have a tiebreaker. Walla Walla, Maui, Vidalia. Emma.
Onion?
Those are onions, and you are a winner.
Jolynn, amazing job. So close. Emma, you will be moving on to our final round at the end of the show.